Jose Bautista joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. Jose, we're not on video, no. So you're okay. The Never Panic, what is it? Never Panic, Just Manage shirt.
I'm worried about the flip flops and the shirt.
No, the flip flops are fine. First of all, welcome back from the World Baseball Classic.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Just ask you a quick question. We know originally you were in the lineup today. At least you were when we stuck our nose in the clubhouse. You're not in there now. Is that just simply a couple of days off?
No, it's just communication issue there. We had some conversations with coaches and training staff coming in, and just felt with the day off, it made no sense to try to kind of get geared up just to cool back down again on Thursday. So there was a glitch in the communication, and I was slotted into the lineup when I wasn't supposed to, but no health issues. Everything's good, and just getting ready to go on Friday.
So you had a little bit of a back tweak, it sounds like, at the WBC, a little stiffness, but that's no big deal, Jose?
No big deal. It's more travel related than anything. It was just 6 hours on a plane that, it's not ideal after a game. I mean, the morning after a game, and we got stuck in a tarmac and were sitting on the bus for a couple hours right before the five-hour flight, and then had to take another 30, 45-minute drive when we landed. It happens from time to time.
Now, I'm used to coming down to spring training and have everybody say that this guy looks better than he's ever looked before. He's in great shape. I've talked to like five people, three of them scouts who saw you play here. One who saw you at the World Baseball Classic. They said, Bautista looks great. He looks better than I've ever seen him look. How do you feel?
I feel good. And I mean, I'll leave it at that. I'm kind of over the whole talking about myself kind of thing, especially when it comes to health. Because you never know what can happen out on the baseball field, especially when you play hard and give it your all every single day. But I feel good. That's all I can say.
Do you prepare differently at this stage of your career and your life for a season than you did 5 years ago, though, Jose? Is there a change?
I mean, I think it changes every year. You learn new things. There's new developments in the fitness and strength and training industry, and you try to stay on top of your game. Also, there's off seasons where you have to deal with injuries and off seasons that you don't. And for me, this was one that I didn't have to deal with anything, and I was able to kind of get in there and push some weight around and get stronger, which I wasn't able to in the two previous off seasons. So I think some of that is translating.
What are your expectations for this team this year?
I mean, our expectations are the same as everybody else's. We're trying to win the World Series. So we've come close the last 2 years, but not as close as we would like, and hopefully we get a little closer this year. But we have a good team in place. The nucleus is back, and we're certainly going to miss Edwin, but we have a very capable replacement with Kendrys, and I think our pitching staff is looking great, including the bullpen, which was a little bit more of a question mark last year at this stage, and those things shape up to be pretty good when you have the type of offense that we're capable of having.
Now, the other thing I've heard people say this spring a little bit, Jose, is that they think your arm is getting back towards where it was before you got hurt. How do you feel in terms of where you are throwing from the outfield?
Like I said, I feel good, and I'll leave it at that.
Conversation with Jose Bautista on the Jeff Blair Show. You mentioned Edwin not being here. Kendrys Morales, the new bat in the middle of the lineup. What is going to happen for this team to maintain the type of offense we've seen in the past couple of years?
We got to stay healthy. I think if we do that, everything will take care of itself. We have guys like Ryan Goins and Justin Smoke that can be key contributors. We just need to stay healthy. We all need to play together for the bulk of the games. And if that happens, we're going to make some magic happen. And that's what we're hoping for, is a lot of help.
Last year, obviously, coming into spring, there's a lot of talk about where you were contractually, the business of the game. There's a lot of talk about the business of the game as it related to you over the last year. Coming into this year, Jose, I know this is the time when you get ready to play and that's the focus, but is the business part of baseball and the business part of baseball as it applies to you front of mind for you at all right now?
No, I'm here to play ball like I've always done. I learned from my mistakes. I've kind of communicated in the past what I thought, and that certainly didn't help me. So I'm just going to continue to play and let that speak for itself.
What was your experience like at the World Baseball Classic? I was at Tampa last night, and Joe Girardi was talking about losing Didi Gregorius. But what was your experience like overall in the World Baseball Classic? And do you think it has a place and a future in this game?
It does. I mean, it's world competitions are extremely welcome in every sport, and we shouldn't shy away from it in our sport just because one or two guys get injured. That's part of the nature of playing sports. And it's for the – it's exactly that. It's for the game. It's for the sport. It's for baseball, not for any particular team. And you see it in soccer. You see it in basketball. And at times, those kind of things are going to happen, and nobody wants them to, but – I think we're playing for something bigger at that stage and at that point in time. So I'm one for this tournament, and hopefully that it continues to grow and get better and better every time we have it.
Yeah, we're getting great buy-in on the WBC from, well, certainly from the Dominicans, but from a lot of the Puerto Ricans, the Asian players. What do you think it's going to take to get that kind of buy-in from the Americans and, yeah, actually from the Canadians, because there's some Canadian guys who decided not to play this year?
Well, I can't speak of that because I don't necessarily know the reasons why those individuals decided not to play. But I think it's a great tournament, again, and it helps to showcase how the game is played in different parts of the world and maybe help everybody understand each other a little bit better and just continue to grow the game internationally, which I think it's a great thing. If we can get people from all over the world to play this sport, it can only be better for Major League Baseball. You can find, you know, new players in different areas of the world that maybe are on tap, like Brazil and maybe some places in Europe. And hopefully we get to do that with this tournament, getting some more attention internationally.
We saw that a little with that Colombian team this year. That was a bit of a revelation. You know, that I don't, the notion that Colombia is producing players the way they are. It's a soccer country. You know, but they were a significant team in this tournament.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, in a short tournament, anybody can surprise each other. But baseball is a game that, you know, is designed to be played in the long term. And, you know, they have a lot of quality players that are starting to kind of stick their head out at the big league level. And they're going to be a contender for years to come. But like you said, it's the type of style of the tournament being very condensed. You can't really make mistakes. And they came out playing pretty good together. So. My hat's up to him.